Hello guys, rise and shine. Thank you so much for tuning back into Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani and I'm forever grateful for you guys joining me on this journey and for being alive and being given another chance to work on my projects with you guys. I am beyond grateful. Thank you so much and I hope you guys are doing wonderful. So today I actually wanted to do a story time for you guys. This is going to be my first story time and I am hoping for more to come. So you guys get like sneak peeks of my life and things that I've gone through. I know I've shared a couple of like sneak peeks of things that I went through in my life in my previous episodes, but like this is actually like a dedicated story time to like a chapter in my life that I experienced. And this chapter is actually quite hilarious because I got engaged, you guys, at 23. And so I just thought that was a really, really funny chapter in my life because it was so sudden. And you guys, I thought I was in love. But It's really funny. All right, I'll get to it. So, I met this guy January of 2019. I'm not gonna say names, so we'll call him John. So, I met him on Tinder. We matched or whatever. So, we started talking right away, and like the connection seemed there. It seemed good. Like our conversations were flowing nonstop. Like, it was a great vibe. And then we exchanged phone numbers and we were constantly talking on the phone, texting like all night. We would stay up on the phone, FaceTiming early in the morning. We would FaceTime. Like it was just a good communication, you know? So like I started, you know, falling for him more, and like, he was so good with words. He was very, very excellent with sweet talking. So I eventually, you know, found time and bought myself a bus ticket to go visit him in the town he was living at called St. Cloud, which was like an hour away from where I was living. So, you know, I packed my stuff. I told my aunt and my sister that I was going to go see him. And they were just like, all right, have fun. So They dropped me off at the bus and my sister dropped me off at the bus station, and we went, and I arrived over there, so we met and everything, and you know, I thought he was attractive in person, and so there was no bad vibe. So we, you know, sat around and we talked, and you know, we went outside for a smoke. He was living with his aunt and uncle. So, like, we couldn't smoke inside. So, we went outside to go smoke. And after we were done, he went, he cooked dinner. He made some traditional Trinidadian food. So, like, it was mad good. He made me dinner. And then after that, you know, we started talking. We watched a little bit of TV. And we started, you know, doing whatever for the rest of the night. And then I forgot to text my sister and my aunt that I made it. So I texted them real quick, let them know I arrived safely and I had dinner or whatever. And they were just like, all right, have fun, you know, we'll see you when you get back. So after I got back, the next upcoming weeks, I had a trip planned to Salt Lake. So I went to Salt Lake, you know, had fun with my family and my friends. And the whole time, you know, we were texting and talking on the phone. So, like, we were still keeping in touch. And then after a while, I was just like, why don't you come over and visit me, you know? So he came and he spent, you know, the night over at my place. And it was a good time. It was a good time. It was always a great time with them in the beginning. So then, like, after, you know, I was falling for him. Things were going great. There was positive vibes and everything. And, you know, he's a Sagittarius too. So with us, I am as well. We're very honest with what we want in our relationships straight from the door. Like, if we see us like, I don't even know how to explain it, but we know what we want in a relationship, we'll voice it. Like, we're not there to like mess around or anything. So, after, like I was just like falling for him. He even told me he loved me, blah blah blah. And I was like, I love you too. It was that playful love, So he decided to sneak in there and t tell me that, originally he's from New York and things were tough on him there. So like, and he's not a citizen. So, he was hustling and he was here on papers or whatever. And so like when things got tough, he moved to Minnesota to live with his aunt and uncle to start his life over or whatever. So, and things aren't going great here too, 'cause he can't get a job because of his papers. So I was just like, okay, I understand. And then after a while, like he was just like, so in order for me to get papers, like we have like he was just like, we have to get married. So I was just like, oh, like he's asking me to marry him like over FaceTime. So like that wasn't my first choice, but like he was just like, I really like you, like I want us to have a future, but like I don't like how you're always providing. So I want to start providing too, but I can't do that, because I don't have a job. So I was just like, oh, okay, that sounds good to me. You want to get married? Like, all right. So, and I don't know. I didn't think he would think it would be that easy for me to agree, but I agreed right away. And so it was great and all, but like deep down, like I didn't have a good feeling about it because I kept it a secret. But like, no, I told my really close friend who was living with us at that time, and both of us were excited. She was excited, and she goes, "Did you tell your aunt and your sister yet?" And I was just like, "No, like not yet. Like I don't know when's the right time." And she was just like, "If you're nervous, like I'll come with you so you don't have to do it alone." And I was just like, no, like I'm gonna do this, like I have to do this by myself. And she was just like, "Okay, girl, if you need me, let me know. I'm gonna start looking at some dresses for you." And she was just like, "Where do you want to celebrate?" And I was like, "In New York, of course." And she was just like, "Oh, hell yeah, I'm gonna start looking for venues for you and everything. Girl, I got you." So then, things were going great, and he started coming over more, and we're still both of us are keeping it a secret. And like he told his family, well, at least he told me that he told his family. And so things were going great. Like he came over one day, and he was, sitting in the dining room chair just watching me in the kitchen cooking. And after, like, one of my really close friends, we'll name him Ricky. Ricky and I, we had like a little bit of history, and like he was somebody that I had really strong feelings for, but like, things, took a left turn, and he went his way, I went my way. And then, that's when I found John after. So Ricky and I, like, we still had a really close relationship. Like, there was no bad blood or anything, like, or ill feelings when we parted ways. Like, we were still hanging out, we were still cool, still, like, the relationship was still the same. So, like, it wasn't nothing different. So, he, like, that was like our place where I was living, like that was his second home. So like he always came over. Like he doesn't even like have to ring the bell or anything, 'cause he knows our door was always open, so he always just walked in. Like, and he always came with like party favors. Like he was always like the good vibes, And what's it called? So I told, because John started asking questions, so I told John who Ricky was, and John, didn't like Ricky, and he was just like, he doesn't feel comfortable that Ricky always just walks in. He doesn't knock. He didn't like that I was still having a close relationship with Ricky, and he didn't like that that John was basically around all the time, and like the fact that I told him that I used to have strong feelings for Ricky, and he was just like, especially that he doesn't like that Ricky's always around, especially since I still like had strong feelings for him. And so I was just like, no, Ricky is not going anywhere. Like, he's been there from the beginning. Like, I'm not just gonna cut him off just because me and you have a thing now. Like, so I was just like, no, he's not going anywhere. So he was just like, okay, I see who you chose. So, as time went by, there was another time, he went home for a couple of days and then he came back again. And for some reason, that day that he came over, Ricky comes over again, and does his thing. He walks in, saying hello to everybody. He's loud, like everybody knows when he's here, and he's just cool vibes. So like, for some reason, they decided to have a conversation that day. Like, well, Ricky approached him with questions, and he was just like, who are you, by the way? Like, he already know who John was. Like, I told him. He was just like, where are you from? And John goes, I'm from New York. And Ricky goes, I'm from New York. Like, what part? And John goes, I'm from Queens. And then Ricky goes, nah, you ain't from Queens. Like, I'm from Queens. What block? And then John just started getting frustrated. He was just like, I told you I didn't like this guy. Why are you always bringing him around me? Blah, blah, blah. Why is he always here? Like, he just caught an attitude and went upstairs to my room to go hang by himself and like be on the phone or play video games or whatever. Because at that moment, he came to live with me for a couple of days. So his things were in my room as well. And, what's it called? So like, I didn't even wanna like entertain that anymore. So I just stayed downstairs and stayed with my guests and everybody who was at the house. So I just left him alone up there. And then after, as time went on, like he eventually moved closer, and he moved in with his cousins who lived like maybe 20 minutes away from my house. So like, it was better that he wasn't, we weren't traveling so much anymore. So, after, time was going on, eventually he, like convinced me to go to court, to go like, register our name for a wedding day or to like to get married. So we went and did that, and they asked me if I wanted to change my last name to his, and I was like, yeah. And we signed our names and everything, and then I was just like, wow, this is really official now. Like, after a while, I was the only one working at that time, so I was the only one that was financially stable, so I was like providing for the both of us, from meals to buying weed to liquor, or like picking him up because he never paid gas or anything. So like, it was funny. Like, yeah, I was providing everything for him, and even like his entertainment sometimes, like on his PS2, I was paying for that. And then like, he just started getting really disrespectful. No, the reason why it led to that was, there was this one night, he came over from his cousin's house. He came over to hang out one day, and I didn't have weed that day, so I was just like, oh, I'm gonna go pick up. And he was all like, who are you picking it up from? And I was just like, the only plug I have, which is Ricky. Like, I'm gonna go over to Ricky's, pick it up, and I'll be back. And he was just like, I'm coming with you. So I was like, okay, like, that's fine. You can come with me. Like, that's no problem. And he thought like I was gonna say, nah, you don't have to come, blah, blah, blah. I'm just gonna go pick up. But I was like, I am not playing you. Like, I'm just gonna go pick up and I'll be right back. Like, I wanna smoke for tonight. And so he was just like, you know what? It's okay, fine, whatever. You just go pick it up or whatever and be right back. So I went and I came back and, you know, we hung out, watched a little bit of TV, smoked, and we went to bed that night. And for some reason, I woke up like a little bit before like 6 in the morning. I woke up and Ricky, I found text messages from Ricky talking about he wanted to see me. So I was just like, oh, hey, you know, good morning. Like, I was like, yeah, sure. So then I was just like, I'll text you. When I'm on my way. So he was just like, all right, cool. So then like I left my phone on the floor and I went to the bathroom to go. No, before I went to do that, I laid in bed for a second. Then I was just like, hold the fuck. Like, how the hell am I gonna pull this off? Like, if I came back and he's awake, like, where am I gonna say I came from? Like, what time did I even leave? Like, why didn't I wake? Like, all these questions started ringing into my head. I was all like, nah, like, I don't have an excuse. So then, like, I just laid in bed. Then I was just like, nah, it's Ricky. So then, like, I woke up and I was just like, nah. So I went to the bathroom. I got ready and everything, brushed my teeth, and then, like, I texted him. I was just like, I'm almost done. Like, I'm gonna, like, maybe 20, 30 minutes had gone by. I was just like, I'm almost done. I'm gonna be on my way in a second. And I didn't get a reply. So then, like, I called him, no reply. So I was just like, he's probably fucked up right now. Like, he probably knocked out. So then I just let that alone. And I went and I laid back in bed. And then John started waking up. So then, like, we laid there for a bit and then like he was fully awake, so then we just started like, you know, making out and started doing it or whatever. And then as we were doing it, like, don't ask me how it happened or how, like, I don't know, but like, I don't know, it's because maybe because I just talked to him or whatever, but like, as you know, I had my eyes closed and I was, you know, riding the wave, and for some reason, Ricky crossed my mind, and I moaned out his name. And as soon as I moaned out his name, like, my eyes opened wide as fuck. Like, and I looked up, and John was staring right into my soul, pissed. He was like, what the? He got off of me so fast. He's like, see, I knew it. You are cheating on me. You're still seeing that guy, blah, blah, blah. Like, you told me. I was like, yo, like, it's been done. Like, I have not cheated on you. Like, you know, like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why that just happened. Like, I don't, like, I was trying to defend myself, but there was no going back. And then I was just like, I'm so serious. Like, I've never cheated on you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, me and Ricky don't even talk like that anymore. Like, that was, you know, that's way past us. And like, I'm just trying to defend myself. But then in my head, I was just like, damn, I was almost going to cheat on him for the first time, like, since we started dating, like, ever. And then, you know, this shit happens. So, like, I was like, see how the universe works. But, like, yeah, I'm just trying to defend myself. But then, like, he was pissed. So then, like, he got off of me and, like, he put his clothes on and then he laid in bed facing the other way. So then I'm just like laying there and I'm like trying to touch him. And he was just like, yo, touch me again. Like, you're gonna see what's gonna happen. And I was just like, yo, I'm sorry. Like, and he was just like, he was upset. So then I left that alone. I put my clothes on and I went to go hide in my aunt's room. So then, like, I woke her up now and told her what happened, and she was just like, nah, are you serious? And then like we started talking about it, and then she was just like, this needs a blunt. So then we rolled off, we started smoking and talking about it. As you know, we finished, I went to my room and like I tried talking to him again, and the death stares he was giving me, I just closed my room back and left. I left him alone and I went about my day until he finally started talking to me. And he was just like, he's leaving, like he's going back to his cousin's house or whatever. So, you know, we left some time go by. And then after time went by, like we started talking again and being, you know, cool again. So he was just like, you know what, I forgive you. Like, we're just going to move forward past this, you know, I believe you or whatever. So I was just like, you know, I promise you I'm not cheating on you. Like, it just happened. Like, I'm so sorry. And so, you know, I never cheated on him. So then, so the next day he went home. I went over to, just, you know, get time to myself. I went over to Ricky's place and, he was home. So he was like, yeah, come over. So we were hanging out, you know, he rolled up and we were just sitting on the couch talking, catching up on life and everything that's been going on with us. And you know, he had a show going on, so we were both like tuned into that most of the time. And then I was just talking, you know, to break the silence, I was just like, hey, remember my guy John? He was just like, yeah, that nigga that says he's from Queens but he really ain't from Queens, what's up though? I was just like, yeah, he asked me to marry him. And he was just like, what, for real? Like, what you gonna do? Then I was just like, I don't know. Like, he's like, well, did he offer anything? I was like, offer what? Like, he's like money. Like, is he gonna pay you to do that? Then I was like, no, we didn't talk about that. Like, I didn't know people get paid for this. And he was like, nah, if he ain't offering nothing, like, I wouldn't get married to him. So I was just like, oh, wow, okay. Like, so I thought about that. And then, like, I told him about the incident that happened where I called out his name. And he was just so cocky with it. He was, like, laughing. He was like, it's so hilarious, blah, blah, blah. So to our wedding date, like, we set it for April. And it was like 2 weeks away from my little sister's 21st birthday party, and I still haven't told them. So then I'm just getting like, I was just like, I have to get this over with. I have to get this over with, because like, I would die if my little sister or like any of my family members isn't at my wedding, you know? So I even kept telling him that I was just like, I'm not going to do it if like my family isn't there. So he was like, but my family will be there. That's enough. And I was all like, that's your family. Like, I want my family there too. So he was just like, okay, whatever. If you want to invite them, whatever. If you want to tell them, whatever. So like, as time got closer, like I finally sat my sister and my aunt down. And I was just like, hey, I have to tell you guys something. And they were just like, what's up? I was like, I don't know how to say this. Like, I started shaking and like tears just started, you know, coming down my eyes. And I was just like, they were just like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm engaged to John and we're getting married in like 2 weeks. And they were just like, you're not serious. I was like, I am so serious. And they were just like, come on, Ropan, you can't be like, what do you mean you're getting married? And I was just like, I'm getting married. Like, and they were just like, for papers. And I was just like, no, like, we really love each other. They were just like, no, you're getting married for papers. And I was just like, maybe a little bit, like, but you know, he said that once we get married he's gonna get a job and like we're gonna start our relationship afresh and like, you know, things are gonna be great. They were just like, come on, like, you're not Like, are you really, really, really like, I know they wanted to call me stupid. They probably did, but like, I was just like, I love him. Like, we're gonna get married and have this future. Like, we already talked about it. And they were just like, my little sister goes, she's like, I'll come to your wedding, but our relationship is not gonna be the same anymore. And inside of me, that broke me because I was just like, damn, like that really hurt. But like, that was an eye opener. And then like, my aunt goes, I don't remember if she said she wasn't coming or if she said she will come if like I told her 10 things I like about this guy. So I was just like, okay. So I started like naming, I think I got to like two or three, and those were just like surface level things, like very basic. I was just like, he listens to me and I think he cares, he loves me, and that's, and they were just like, you're not serious. So, and then my little sister looks up at me and she goes, you should never be scared to share good news with your loved ones, you know, if it's supposed to be good news, like it shouldn't be something that frightens you, well, something along those lines, you know. She said something about like you shouldn't be scared to share good news with people, and the fact that you're scared is an indication that it's not a good idea. So, you know, words of wisdom. I thought about it for a minute, and that's what stuck to my heart until to this day. So, like, that was a very powerful thing to say at that moment. So, I think about it till this day. So, like, it was kind of awkward a little bit between us after, because, like, they were just like, this is not what you want. You always talked about how you want your wedding to be like, and your family's not gonna be there. Come on, Ropani, you're a very family person, you know, like you love your fam, like this is not you. Like, this guy is telling you what to do. This is not what you want. Like, I was just like, after, you know, we do it in court, like we can have another wedding where, you know, like where the family will be there. And they were just like, no, I don't know, I don't think so. So, you know, they expressed how they felt, whatever. So that same week, like during the weekend, he had invited me to go to Minneapolis for his cousin's birthday party. Him and his other cousin from the one he was living with, we were driving out there. And it's like a 3-hour trip. So I was just like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll be down. So I got ready that morning and they came and they picked me up. And I told my sister that I'm going to Minneapolis with them for a birthday party. So they were like, okay. In their heads, tell me why they told me this after I came back. Like, they were just like, we thought you ran off to Minneapolis to go get married, even after we told you how we felt. And I was just like, damn, that didn't even cross my mind. Like, I was like, what? You know, so when we finally got to Minneapolis, like, he started introducing me to everybody, like his family, his aunts and uncles, his cousins, his close friends, everybody. Like, I was meeting everybody, and his aunts were just like, wow, finally, John brought home a really nice, kind person. Like, we're so happy to finally meet you. You're so beautiful. Like, wow. Like, they were just so excited to meet me and get to talk to me and everything. So it was nice. It was a good vibe. Then after, you know, the boys were tired, so I had to do that 3-hour drive back home. So as the days were getting closer, like we had fights here and there, because he kept bringing up the whole Ricky situation. But like, I understand where it's coming from, but like, he just wanted to hold on tight because he's so close to marrying me. So then he could go on with his plans. And as the day started getting closer, like, like I started having like a bad feeling about it, and I was just like, I don't know, like, if I should continue on with this or if this is a good idea. So like it didn't feel right. So like that night before my wedding, like I started praying. I was just like, God, mom, dad, anybody up there that can hear me, like, I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. Like, I want to get married to this guy, but like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Like, please, like, I don't know if this is a good idea. Like, I don't even know if I want to marry this guy. Like, I don't know. Like, I was just overwhelmed. I was crying. I started writing in my journal. I started just praying out loud, and I was crying in bed, and I was just like, fuck, this is overwhelming. So like the next morning I woke up, and I was still attending school at that time. So I got ready for school that morning, and I packed the dress that I was gonna wear, and like I packed a brush to do my hair, and I packed a little bit of makeup, and then like I packed some shoes, and then I shoved them in my school backpack, and I went to school that morning, and I drove myself to school that morning. And after classes were done, like I went to the bathroom and I changed into something cute, and I did my hair, I did my makeup a little bit, and like I was, and then I called him. I was just like, hey, I'm done with classes, and I'll meet you in court around 2. And he was just like, yeah, that sounds good. So he's all like, yeah, my family will all be there. We're all ready. So I was just like, okay, yeah, sounds good. He's all like, is your family still coming? I was like, I don't know. I was like, my really close friend, we'll call her, I don't know, Jane. I was just like, Jane said that she'll be there. But I don't know if my sister and my aunt are still coming. So I don't know. And so he was just like, okay, no worries, we'll meet there. And then so like after we were done on the phone, like I was just like, okay, so then like I was just like, I'll just keep getting dressed at home, and then like I'll meet him there. So I drove home. The wedding was in the afternoon, so like my classes were done in the morning. I still had like two and a half hours to kill before I went to court. So after like I got home, then I'm still thinking about it heavy, like not feeling right about it. And I was just like, the night before I was just like, praying, like, please give me a sign, like, I don't know, like, if I'm supposed to be doing this, like, please, any sign at all, like, I just want to know if I'm on the right path or not. So I got home, I parked the car, and like I went upstairs to my room, and like I'm going through my clothes, and I was just like, do I really want to wear this? So I'm still like picking out my dresses or whatever, and like, as I'm sitting there going through my stuff, like a snowstorm happened, started coming down out of nowhere. Like there was no warnings or anything. Like it just started snowing heavy that day. And I was just like, oh shit, like where did that snow come from? It started snowing heavy, and like the wind started picking up too. So like it was bad. So they started announcing like the roads are going to be closed. Like businesses were closing. Everybody needed to get home. Like the schools were closing. So I was just like, oh shit, like, so then I sat there and I was just like, could this be the sign? I was like, could this be the sign that I shouldn't be getting married? And then I was just like, I took it as a sign. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not doing this then. So then I got excited and I was just like, all right, then I'm not doing this. I'm not getting married. So then like, I called him. I was just like, so, what's going on? Like, he was just like, we're trying to still go. And I was all like, if we still go and drive, because, coming from North Dakota, we're experts in driving in snowstorms. So like I was like, we can still go, but like the court is closed. Like, where are we gonna go? Like, didn't you hear everything is closed? And he was just like, you know, fuck. Like, he started getting angry because he was so close. He was just so close to marrying me so he can get those papers. He was so close. And you know, after, you know, the next day, like, it started clearing up, and he was just like, he called the court. He called me the next day. He was just like, he called the court, and they said that, you know, we can reschedule or whatever since we already paid and everything. And I was just like, yeah, we can reschedule, you know? And but then in my head, I was just like, wait a second. I asked for a sign. A sign came. Why am I still afraid to tell him? And after, you know, the next, like during that day, that same day, I called him back and I was just like, you know what? There's no need to reschedule. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to get married anymore. It's a bad idea. Like, everything keeps happening. Like, no. I'm like, first of all, my family is upset. They don't even know if they want to be there. And I don't want my relationship with my sister to change. And I was just like, this is not what I imagined for myself. So no, I don't want to do this anymore. And then he just started getting so upset. Like, he was, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we spent all this time. You could have told me from the beginning you didn't want to get married. You know, I told you not to involve your family, and now you let them get into your head. They're telling you what to do, and you're letting your friends get into your head. They're telling you what to do. Like, you should have decided this for yourself, like you did in the beginning before I told you to go tell them. Blah, blah. I was just like, what the f? Like, are you? Yeah, I couldn't believe my ears. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he was just like, he was just going off on me. He was all like, you know what? Pay me back that $60 I had to pay when we registered our name in court that we were gonna get married. I need that back. Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know what? This is the most toxic shit ever. So like, I was like, you know what, John, fuck you and fuck your $60. We're finally done. Like, we ended it. So I moved on, he moved on, whatever. So what's it called, a month, I think a month or two goes by, and yeah, like, it's summer now, like I think middle of summer or something. You know, I'm on with my life, he's on with his life. Like, things are going okay for me. Like, I'm trying to, you know, not think about it, think about that journey I was just on. Like, it was rough, but like, it was, you know, smooth and sailing from the beginning. So like, everything was going okay in my life. Like, sometimes, like, I would be in my room just crying all day long thinking about it. Sometimes I would miss, like, it was, you know, those emotions you get after a breakup. Like, you know, sometimes my aunt would come into my room and just cuddle up with me and just hug me the whole time I'm crying. Like, it was a really, really a rough ending, but like, I tried to move on. So after, like, I moved on for a while. Boop, there he goes. He shows up again. Like, he calls me. Like, and then I was just like, oh, fuck, should I answer this? But then my heart was just like, oh my God, yay, he called me. Like, I was jumping for joy. But in my head, I was just like, it's a trap. But then my heart was just like, oh, take him back. Like, see what he has to say. So I was just like, oh, damn, here I go. So, you know, I let him back in. And we started talking again. You know, he apologized or whatever, and he was just like, all right, you know, let's start over. Like, let's move on from that. Like, so I was just like, okay. Like, so we moved on, and like, he, you know, was being nice again because he wanted to use me one last time. Anyways, like, as we, you know, we started talking again. You know, a week goes by, like, we started getting back into that, you know, that chemistry we had in the beginning. Like, that's what was starting to build up again. So like, After like a week or two goes by, he gives me news that he's going back to Trinidad for about, you know, for a while because, you know, life is like unbelievably hard here. He can't get a job. He doesn't like depending on people. Things are just hard here. Like, he doesn't want it. He wants to go back home and start all over and then just come back here and not have to struggle anymore. So I was just like, damn, like, we just got back together, like, and you have to go back to Trinidad? Like, I was so upset, like, and I was just like, for how long is this while? And then he goes, 3 years. I was 3 years. And he goes, are you gonna wait for me? And I was like, damn, 3 years? Like, and he was just like, yeah, as soon as I get there, I'm gonna, you know, find a job, like, you know, start working on my papers right away. And then, like, you know, you can come visit me. I'll come visit you, like, whatever we need to do, you know, to keep us going. So I was just like, damn, like, 3 years. I was just like, fuck, how old am I gonna be in 3 years? I was like, damn, I'll be 26, 27. Maybe by then, like, I'll have my life straight. And I was just like, maybe for a single, for both still single, then my dumbass will give you another chance. And, you know, we talked about that, whatever. And then I was just like, so when are you leaving? And he goes, next week. I was like, next? Are you fucking kidding me? I was like, so what was the whole point of us getting back together if you're leaving? Like, he was just like, he didn't know how to answer that. So then he was like, can I ask you for one more favor? Then I was just like, oh my God, what? He's all like, my family, I can't remember if he said family or his sister. He was just like, they bought me a one-way ticket to Trinidad. I just need a bus ticket to get to Minneapolis so I could fly out from there. So I was just like, damn, okay. Bus ticket, you know, it's not that expensive. So then, like, I bought him the bus ticket. And, you know, he left, you know, when the time came. And so a week goes by and I don't hear from him. So then, like, I call him, like, there's no answer. And I text him, no answer, because I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I want to know if he arrived safely. Like, is he still alive? Like, what's going on, you know? So then he calls me. He was just like, yeah, I've arrived in Trinidad. Like, you know, I'm looking for my uncle so he can give me a job. You know, I got good skills in engineering and working with stuff. So, like, you know, those jobs are, you know, in high demand over here. So if I find my uncle, like, you know, he's going to give me a job there so I can start working on my stuff right away and start, you know, working towards getting the papers and stuff. So I was just like, oh, wow, that sounds really good. Like, I was so delusional, you guys. So I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad you arrived safely. Like, well, like, you know, take care of yourself, stay in touch or whatever. So he was just like, yeah, I will. So, you know, we ended that. So a couple weeks go by and some guy, you know, I don't know if I added him or if he added me, but, like, we added each other on Snapchat and we were, like, watching each other's stories or whatever. And I was posting some stuff and he replied back to it and we started talking or whatever. And he asked me where I buy my, you know, my gas from. And I was just like, oh, I buy it from, you know, somebody, and, like, I do my own business too. And he was just like, oh, wow, like, that's actually pretty cool. Like, do you want to go into business together? Then I was just like, I don't really know you, like, stuff like that. So we met in person and we hung out quite a bit. We got to know each other. And then he was just like, I'm actually going to Cali to go re-up. Like, if you want, you can give me some money and, like, I'll bring you back some. And then, you know, for your business. I was just like, yeah, that sounds cool. So I gave him some money. He went or whatever. He came back and we started, hanging out again, smoking together, talking, getting to know each other, whatever. And then we started talking about his cousin. And I was just like, yeah, like he was just like, yeah, my cousin and shit, like he told us everything that was going on in the relationship. He told us that you were cheating on him with some guy named Ricky, and you even called his name while you guys were, in bed. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, wow, they really do talk like us. Yeah, men do really talk like us. And then, like, he was just like, well, he told us that, in the beginning, you're a sweet, kind girl. And, like, he told us that he was going to marry you for the papers. But he actually has another girl that he's in a relationship with. And, but, like, you gave in to marrying him for the papers. So, like, he decided to just go along with that. I was like, son of a piece. He really is a piece of shit. Like, yeah, he was just like, yeah, he told us that he didn't really like love you or anything, that you were cool, like you're a good person. So I was like, damn, me having humanity and everything, and there's actually pieces of shit like of human beings walking around like that. So after a while, like when he called, I confronted him about that, and he was not completely honest, ass edges, we just honest. So like he was just being honest with me. He's like, yeah. And I was just like, so everything was just a game to you, like everything was fun and games, like you didn't really. He was just like, yeah, like I liked you, you were cool, whatever, like we always had fun together, but like it wasn't going nowhere. I was like, so after that, like we were just done. Like, like there's one time he lingered into my head, and I went on Facebook, and like I was looking at his page, and he had removed me as a friend, and he had like the picture of that girl as his cover photo or whatever. And what's it called? People were commenting on it, like, who is this girl? Blah blah blah. And he was like, well, that's my wife and everything. And I looked at the date, and I was just like, what the f-? I was like, this was yes, like last week, like this was very recent. Like, I was like, this guy really is just going out there using women. Like, but, anyways, so like, me and his cousin, we're talking about him again some other time. And I was just like, so your cousin's, in Trinidad right now. And he's like, Trinidad? What you talking about, Trinidad? Then I was like, he told me he was going to Trinidad. That's why I bought him a bus ticket. And he was like, nah, the homie's in Atlanta. I don't know what you're talking about, Trinidad. He's in Atlanta right now. Like, that's where he's been living. And I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, he's with that girl. Like, they live together and everything. Yeah, you guys, like, so that happened. So then we didn't talk again for the rest of the year. Me and John, like, we didn't have any communication at all. So I moved on with my life or whatever. And then January of 2020, like I was it 2020? Yeah, January of 2020. Like, he, added himself on my he well, he followed me on Instagram, and like he was watching my stories or whatever. And that was when I was coming to New York to like find a place, like apartment shop and like find jobs and stuff before I got settled here. And he was just like, oh, you're in New York, blah blah blah, like that's what's up, I'm in New York too. And I was he was like, where are you staying? And I was like, bro, I don't have to talk to him if I don't want to. But like for some reason my heart was just like, why do I fall for him so easily? So then like I was like, yeah, I'm in New York. Like, he's like, what you doing here? I was like, I'm moving here. So, like, scoping the place and stuff. And he was like, I'm trying to see you. I miss you. Like, it's been a minute. And I was like, I'm not trying to see you. Like, he was like, come on. It's been, like, almost damn near a year already. Like, he's like, I'm sorry. Like, let's just move on from that. And I was like, I don't want to see you. But then, like, throughout the night, I gave in. So we met up in January in person. Like, he actually came to the address I gave him, and we talked and hung out and stuff. And then after a while, we stopped talking again. And then March came, I finally moved to New York. Like, I'm settled here. Like, as time was going on, he found me again. And he got in contact with me, and then he came over and we talked and hung out or whatever. And then after that, we just stopped talking again until, like, I moved to Florida. And then while I was in Florida, he hit me up again. And I was just like, I don't even live in New York, I'm in Florida. He was, and then, you know, we just stayed in contact. Once in a while, he'll text me or call me. And then when I moved back to New York, he called me one time. He's like, what are you doing? Are you still in Florida? And I was like, no, I'm New York again. And he was like, oh, okay. He's like, I actually moved to Atlanta this time, and like, I got a place, and like, I want you to come move to Atlanta with me. Like, I can get you settled with a job. Like, I know people here now. Like, I'm settled here. Like, life's good and it's easier. Everything is cheaper. Like, it's great living here. It's much better than New York. Like, you know, I want you to come with me. And I was like, I am not going anywhere with you. I'm not following you to Atlanta. I'm done with you for real this time. Like, I'm not following you to Atlanta. Like, he's like, all right, then suit yourself. Like, I'm not going with you anywhere. So, like, we stopped talking. And so then, like, once in a while, he'll pop up in my life. Like, he'll text me out of nowhere. And I'm just like, why do you still have my number? Like, he texts or calls me from all different numbers. So, like, I was like, why do you still have my number? And so, like, the last time I heard from this guy was this summer, actually. Like, I think beginning of this summer. And yeah, he was just like, hi, how are you? How are you doing? Are you still in the city? Blah, blah, blah. Which I was like, for real? Like, I answered it. No, like, he was calling so much, like, trying to FaceTime. And if some unknown numbers FaceTime me, like, I don't answer, because it could be anybody behind that number. So I never answer. So, like, he was just trying to FaceTime me. And I think he was trying to do it on purpose, because if I answer and I see him, like, I would probably hang up. Like, he just kept calling. So I was just like, who the fuck is this? And he was just like, answer your FaceTime. I'm like, no. He's like, answer your FaceTime. I'm like, no. So then, like, he was just like, it's me, John. And at that point, I was just like, oh my God. I was like, you're not serious. This can't be happening right now. He's like, what do you mean? And I was all like, this can't be happening right now. Why won't you leave me alone? And he was just like, I'm just trying to check on you, trying to see how you're doing. How's life? Where are you? Like, what you're doing with your life? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I just never texted him back. And we haven't talked since then. So, like, at this point, I honestly don't know where he is or what he's doing with his life. I just wish him peace and blessings and hope that he figures his shit out, because nobody should have to go through what I went through with men that need healing like this. So, peace and love, guys. This, I'm just gonna end it here, because who knows where John is or anything like that. But more stories, more to come. And I'm so grateful you guys, you know, are on this journey with me. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share with everybody that you know. And there's a link on my description now, you guys. So if you go to my all platforms, let's be honest, I have a link for a monthly subscription, so you guys can support me that way as well. I appreciate you guys so much. Much love. Enjoy the rest of your day.